Pioneering Portland filmmaker Penny Allen is back in town for the U.S. premiere of her latest film, Pushing Back the Bad, at the Hollywood Theater this Saturday, March 7th. Penny's roots as a Portland activist led to her writing, directing, and producing her first two features, Property, a Sundance Festival Prize winner in 1979, and Pay Dirt in 1981. She moved from Portland to Sisters, Oregon soon after, and then to Paris, France, where she worked on environmental issues. She returned to making movies with The Soldier's Tale in 2007 and Late for My Mother's Funeral in 2013. Her first novel, This Rescue Thing, came out in 2024. Pushing Back the Bad is her fifth feature film and first shot entirely on location in France. We're fortunate to have Penny with us to preview Saturday's screening. Penny, we last talked for your debut novel, This Rescue Thing. That was in November 2024. I'm so happy you're back with us for the new film, your first feature in 13 years. How long was this one in development?
6 or 7 years, actually, really a long time. And, but I think it was worth it. Because I think it's the best thing I've ever done. So
I don't know about superlatives, but I loved it. Thankfully, you sent me a link, and I was able to see it with my wife, and we both.
Oh, really, I'm so glad. It. I didn't know if you liked it or anything.
Yes, very much. and so much that we want to see it a second time on Saturday.
On a big screen.
Yes. You're not at home on a TV, and with a crowd, with an audience, it makes it a different experience. Now, this is your fifth feature film, but the first French language film shot entirely in France.
Right.
Shouldn't be surprising. You've lived in Paris for many years. Why now, though, and what are the benefits of shooting in France?
Oh, well, I had no benefits whatsoever, just because I was in France. But, I mean, that's where I live. And so that's why we shot the film there, Why would I go somewhere else? I don't understand the question.
Well, I guess I was trying to figure out if it was easier to get support for a film in France than U.S., especially financing and grants.
No.
Ah.
No. I had no financing in France.
Oh, okay. So a totally independent film then.
Yes.
But you're used to that.
I'm used to that, yes.
Now, as mentioned, it's a French language film, your first, and you're one of the film's two screenwriters. Now, Penny, I know you're fluent in the language. You've lived in Paris, I think, for almost over 30 years. Did you write the script in French or maybe work with a translator on the final draft?
Well, first of all, I should say that the scenario took a lot of time. It took many, many years, and so I wrote it, and then some time went by, and then I rewrote it and all that sort of thing. And I did work with, a translator, but I think I wrote the whole thing in English and she translated it all. And then, just because I was much more comfortable in writing such a thing, and also she was great. She had her own ideas.
But like a collaboration.
Yeah, kind of, right.
Now the Pushing Back the Bad features two main characters, Stan and Gloria, who fall in love and marry. Stan's French, his family's lived in a small town where the film takes place for several generations. Gloria's a visiting American, which makes for a dramatic culture clash. Did you base some of that on your own life as an American in Paris and your adaptation to French culture?
No, not at all. Not one bit. I wanted to have an American actress to play Gloria. And she is not an American. She is a French person, but she speaks English really, perfectly. And she was in New York for a film school for 3 years. And I guess that's where she got her English. But, that was fine. It's interesting because everyone assumes that she really is an American, but she's not.
Yes, my wife and I were, as we were watching, we were listening to her speak French, and her accent is as bad as mine. I speak a little French, but I have an absolutely terrible accent, maybe because
Well,
I
she
was.
was great at
Yes.
a horrible
Yes, so she was
French.
faking all that. I didn't
She was
realize
faking
that.
it. Well,
That was so
she's a
convincing.
brilliant actress, really, to do that.
Now, she's played by Nellie Lawson, a Gloria, and the other lead, her husband in the film, Stan, is played by Pierre Philippe. He's a young French actor with several credits, including an episode of the TV series The Crown I saw. How did you cast them? Well, Nellie was, both of them were in France. How did they come to you? Did you just go
Well,
from a
actually,
list and auditions and.
different for each per individual. But Pierre was in on the beginning, so 6 or 7 years he waited for this to happen, for the shoot to
Perfectly,
happen.
yeah.
Yeah, he's terrific. He's really wonderful. I think he's outstanding. And but I mean, he's French. He really is French. And so for each individual actor, and for 15 of them or whatever it is, the story of how they got there is different, really. But I did have a couple of roles that were difficult to cast, or that I miscast, and then I had to say, I'm sorry, this doesn't work, and I'd find another one. But that's part of the reason why why I was involved with it for 6 or 7 years.
Casting is a big part of getting it to the screen. Well, the
Right.
casting turned out very well. Now, I did a lot of research on you for our talk in November 2024 on your novel, and found out that your very first film, which had been lost for a long time, then found and restored, was a 12-minute short called The Didier Connection. And oddly enough, it features a French protagonist, a boy named Didier who came to stay with your grandmother in Portland for a summer.
With his grandmother,
Oh, with his grammar, but have been
with
in
his grandmother,
Portland. So
yeah.
I just thought there was a nice symmetry with the new film spanning almost 50 years.
Yes. It's a movie that has been, the Didier Connection has been very successful. It's, I think that I have sold more copies of that movie of all of the movies I've made, which is interesting.
I don't know why, but the new one, maybe that will be competitive with the Didier Connection.
Hopefully, yes.
Now, the film was shot on location in southern France in a seaside town. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. Agde?
Yes, that's pretty
Agde?
good. Yeah. Agder, yes.
And in the very picturesque historic center of Agde, why did you pick that town, which is, seems perfect? I mean the streets, the buildings. It's on the Mediterranean, southern France, so there's a few seaside scenes.
Well, actually, it was because a friend of mine in Paris said that there's someone down in this town, Agde, who makes a theatrical person, a theater director, who makes this a show every summer. And so I think I went the first time maybe 8 years before we shot this movie, and I thought it was the best thing I ever saw that year, And so for every year I would go down to Agde and see what the show was, So I sort of got to know the place well, extremely well, and some of its secrets, lots of its secrets. And some of the secrets have worked their way into into my movie. So that's how it was. It was because that was the place that I knew the best.
And I love the shots of the town. Again, I mentioned the narrow streets, the winding streets, and the interiors of the homes, especially, all captured beautifully by Eric Edwards, your longtime cinematographer, going back to your first film, Property, 1979. Well, actually, going back to the Didier Connection before that. So at this point, it must be a very comfortable working relationship with Eric.
Well, it has its good times and its bad times. I have
Yes,
to say
as
that.
every relationship does, yes.
Yes, exactly. No, it was great to work with Eric because he's quite brilliant, and And he was always doing something incredibly, incredibly original. And there were two other cinematographers who were younger than Eric, and so he was almost teaching them all sorts of things as he which is great for them, great for Eric too, to have somebody that so that he wasn't doing the whole thing by himself.
Yeah, master and his apprentices.
Yes, exactly. It was wonderful for him and wonderful for the film.
Now, we should mention the crew on that very first film you did, Property, also included a friend of Eric's, a young sound man named Gus Van Sant. Whatever happened to him?
Well, actually, you probably know as well as I do. I
I'm
mean,
just kidding.
oh.
He became a famous director, but you gave him a start, really.
Yes, right. Right. Well, we needed a sound man for Property, and Eric and Gus went to university or the college together. And so Eric just called him up and said, "Will you come and do it?" And he said, "Yeah." So it was great. But it was that he was not a sound man, and so he had difficulties with it so frequently.
Well, he picked
It
it up
turned out okay.
eventually. A slow learner, but eventually he got it down. Now, Penny, the film was recently screened in Agda just a few weeks ago. Now, you told me it was a huge success with people lined up outside to see it. Not everybody can get in. What was some of the feedback from the French audience?
Well, I left the next day, so I didn't get all of everything. And people said for the next week or something like that, but it was not what I expected. And I would with a couple of the women who had done the who were part of the crew, and I were saying to each other, I think there's not going to be more than like five or six people at this screening, and they also thought the same thing. And so we all went into it thinking, oh, maybe we'll be lucky and there'll be 10 people. And so it was a shock and a wonderful surprise because we had a full house. And how did that ever happen? It was great. And it was it's not a huge house, 120 seats or something like that, but that's a lot. It's a lot better than five people out there. And anyway, so that was great. And there were a lot of people outside that couldn't get in, and they were kind of mad, and people a lot of people came want to know why isn't it playing tonight? Why isn't it playing the next night? And that sort of thing. But it was only booked for one day, and so now people who were in Agda are trying to get it programmed again, and I'm sure that eventually it will happen.
Oh, I'm
But
sure. And I think Saturday screening at the Hollywood Theater is the film's U.S. premiere.
yes, that's
Oh,
right.
are there currently plans for wider distribution, either in theaters or streaming, and
Well,
maybe a return to Agda?
things are happening right now, which is quite amazing, and I'm sort of surprised about that too. But it is a movie that people like, again, I'm sort of surprised. If I had been asked before all this happened, will people like this? We thought, I don't know. I didn't know if people would like it or not. But now I know that a lot of people like it a lot, which is great. And so we will have a distributor very soon. And the next screening after this is in London. And so that it will be the UK premiere. And I think it's going to have quite a life.
Oh, there's a lot to like about it. Well, there's the central relationship, Gloria and Stan, and also you mentioned the ending. People have kind of become attached to or really enjoy it. And we
Yes.
won't go into it because I will spoil it for the folks who haven't
Right,
seen it yet.
exactly. But Gloria and Stan, as they're called in the movie, they're a fantastic couple. They really are. And you never know if that's going to happen, but it did happen. They're really made for each other.
Now, one last question. As mentioned in the intro, you initially became a filmmaker through your work as an activist. here in Portland, and that was land use issues. And you've gone to anti-war activism and a number of other causes, the environment. Now, that work has continued throughout your career. Do you see the feature films, including Pushing Back the Bad, as an extension of your activism?
Well, I've asked myself that question a lot, and I'm not sure that I can answer it. You know, maybe I will learn. Maybe I will learn what the answer to that question is as the film is shown. That is not something that came up in the Q&A on the in the Agde screening, but so I actually can't answer that question. I think it is, but I don't know. I'll find out.
We've been talking with writer and director Penny Allen about her new film, Pushing Past the Bad, which has its U.S. premiere at Portland's Hollywood Theater this Saturday, March 7th at 7 p.m. Penny herself will be there for a post-screening Q&A. You can find out more and purchase tickets online at hollywoodtheater, that's theater with an R-E, .org. This is Ken Jones for KBooz News In Depth.